This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Eat it. Eat a W. Eat that W, H-Town. The Patriots came to Houston sick, and they left flat out losers. L-O-S-E-R-S, losers. Brady, Belichick, losers. The OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you on a Reaction Monday. John, we haven't seen this in the Bill O'Brien era. We've only seen it one time since the Texans have been in existence. The Texans send the New England Patriots home flat out losers. Your immediate reaction to what this win means yesterday?
All right, for what the win means, it's a true, a lot of people throw this term around loosely, it's a true statement win. I mean, it's a statement to yourselves more than anybody, and I want to emphasize that because the Houston Texans, you know, have been tired of hearing the noise. The almost team, they can almost get there. They got beat down by the Ravens a few weeks ago, and all of a sudden it gets even louder and more adamant. So it's a statement went to the league. Yes, the Texans are back in real good position for the postseason. It's a statement to the Patriots. We're not going to, lose to you this time. It's a statement to fans. Maybe the statement being, we're more what beat the Chiefs than what lost to the Ravens. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But the biggest statement to me is to yourself. I mean, until you do it, You don't know that you can do it. And the Texans under Bill O'Brien had never beaten the Patriots. And this isn't some, sluggo Patriots team. I know their offense is bad, and Tom Brady's 42 and certainly looks it all of a sudden. But that defense, you and I disagree on this, but I really believe that defense is top tier, compared to some of the best that we've seen over the years. I mean, not the absolute best, but it's what. So you're making a statement to yourself. We did it. We had control after the Texans took a lead 7-3 early. It was never really out of control. I know they got a little bit comfortable on the second to last touchdown drive. They were just sort of, it's almost like they were just kind of checked out already. But at the same time, you're telling yourself when you go into that locker room, we're legit. We're legit. We just got that monkey off, and we can beat anybody.
My thing is this, John, and I don't think the better team always wins because anything can happen any given Sunday, but the better team won yesterday. Mm-hmm. Like the Texans are better than the New England Patriots, and I know that the New England Patriots are the best dynasty ever, but I think that their win-loss record is skewed by their competition. I think their defense is skewed by their competition. I think they're going to maximize the talent they have so they're able to be 10-1, and I think Bill Belichick maybe could even be the coach of the year given what he's done with this team, even with everything I just said. But the bottom line is this. The Texans are better than the New England Patriots. Mm-hmm. I don't know that the Texans are better than the Ravens. As a matter of fact, I know they're not. Mm-hmm. I don't even know that they're better than the Chiefs, which I think is their most impressive win. And they're Buffalo is up there with them. But when it comes to the pecking order in the AFC, it's been a nice run for the New England Patriots. They can still flip the switch and make me look like a complete dumbass. But as it sits right now, the Texans are just a better football team than the New England Patriots, especially the team we saw yesterday. I don't know what that means in the big scheme of things. I don't know if that puts you in the elite category of the AFC, but as we sit right now, I have no hesitation in saying the Texans are one of the top five teams in the AFC, and they're for sure better than the New England Patriots. It's been a nice run, New England. It's been good, and again, you can flip the switch, but the Texans are better, John. They're better.
Well, I absolutely agree with that. They proved it on the field. There wasn't any fluky. There weren't any crazy bounces. There wasn't any luck. It was a well-called game.
The game wasn't even as close as the scoreboard. Exactly. They dominated that game.
It was a well-called game by the coaching staff. I'm not going to say just Bill O'Brien and the offense because I thought the defense played well. It was a well-played game. Jonathan Joseph, Bradley Roby, I thought were outstanding. It was a true statement win. But again, I think that statement means more to the guys in the mirror in that locker room than to anybody else.
And I mean, if you just look at the final quarter of the season, I mean, we'll get into this a little bit later. There really is a possibility that the Texans could catch the Patriots. Because the tough part of the Patriots' schedule is coming up. They're going to have to face the Chiefs. They're going to have to face the Bills. Now, the Texans got the Titans twice, and they got a Tampa Bay team that's playing well. But they could even catch the Patriots. Mm-hmm. I think the Patriots are on a reality is setting in. You saw how frustrated Tom Brady was yesterday. Mm-hmm. Like that, I have never seen him that frustrated. And it's to the point where right now, look up at the TV screen. How desperate are the Patriots? They're talking about whether or not they should bring back Antonio Brown now. Like, that's how desperate they've gotten.
Well, and there's a narrative that's been out there with the Patriots that is really just inaccurate. I think it's just excuse making. Oh, well, you know, Tom Brady is still learning his receivers. He hasn't played with these guys very long. First of all,
when has he ever needed that?
He's done that his entire career. The Patriots have made a career, basically, a dynasty out of bringing in guys 1 year, maybe 2 years, making the most of it and moving on. I'm not just talking Randy Moss. They always are bringing guys in, a lot of them during the season, a lot of them right before the season. Yes, they have their staple guys, the Welkers and the Edelmans, et cetera, et cetera. But that's a weak excuse. Tom Brady is not the same quarterback that he's been lately. It's not to say that, you know, they don't come in here or the Texans don't go there in the postseason and get beat by the Patriots. I'm just saying, to this point, with the you know, the information we have this year, he's not the same quarterback. It's a weak excuse.
It's a very weak excuse. Mm-hmm. Texans topped the Patriots 28-22. Let's hear what Mark Vandermeer sounded like, because for all the talk about, you know, getting the monkey off the back and Bill O'Brien getting the monkey off his back and whatnot, Mark Vandermeer hates the Patriots more than anybody in this world. So let's hear what the final call sounded like yesterday as the Texans topped the Patriots 28-22. Vandy, don't disappoint me.
Watson approaches the line of scrimmage, 17 seconds on the clock, takes a knee. It is over. The Texans take down Goliath. They beat the Patriots for only the second time in franchise history, 28-22. And for the first time in 10 years, Houston wins, defeating the defending Super Bowl champions. And the Texans raise their record to 8-4.
Goliath.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's the Texans' Goliath. It's the Goliath of the NFL. There's nothing wrong with that. I like that. Listen, the good news, a sure sign that you should feel good about your Texans in the postseason. And I know, you know, the Ravens game, we were torching them. And as I mentioned earlier, I think a lot of the statement that the Texans made yesterday was, hey, we're more the team that beat the Patriots and the Chiefs than the team that lost to the Ravens. I get that. But here it is. Two of your best wins ever, much less in Bill O'Brien's career, were this year. You've had two, the Chiefs when you played them, and then obviously last night. That's impressive when you can say two of your best wins ever were in the same season.
Yeah, and I mean it's two of the top five teams in the AFC, if mm-hmm. not the league. So I mean you can't minimize what exactly that means. However, you are only 3/4 through the season, yeah. And it is going to be a race in the playoffs. Bill O'Brien, after the Texans beat the Patriots, still has his eye on the prize. Here's Bill O'Brien talking about the big picture.
I think that they do understand that it's 8-4. It's not 12-4. It's 8-4, and so it gives us a chance to play, to continue to play meaningful games. Denver won today. This league is tough. You know, it's one play at a time. It's one meeting at a time. It's one walkthrough at a time. These guys understand that, and I think they'll come in here with the right attitude this week.
And I mean, it couldn't have said it better myself. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is still some work to be done, but things are shaping up well for the Texans. And, I think they're better than the Patriots, but I think that the mental part of football and the mental part of sports is so significant that – when you do finally do something like that, regardless mm-hmm. of how good the Patriots are, it can do a lot for a coach.
That's my whole point.
It can do a lot for a player. It can do a ton for you.
You talk about a big, you know, takeaway. That, to me, there's none bigger than that. I mean, you know, you got it off your shoulders, and until you do it, you always wonder if you can. Well, now they don't wonder.
I mean, it's like that in life. I mean, I grew up my entire life. Like at Thanksgiving, I would play my cousin in the backyard in football, and he would just kick my ass. Jason would just kick my ass, rough me up. I'd have to go eat turkey dinner with grass stains all over my jeans and basically crying. Well, he came back from college with a beer belly. And I was in my prime. I was in my prime at the time, athletic prime. And we played some backyard football, and I beat his ass. And you know what? It didn't matter that he wasn't as athletic as he once was, and it didn't matter that he had that beer belly, because just the mental hurdle of getting rid of that, it can do a lot for you. And I think another the confidence.
Another example that a lot of our listeners, the Loopholes, can relate to is when you make that jump from JV to varsity or high school to college. And you're like, man, how am I going to do here? What am I going to do? Am I going to be able to? And then all of a sudden you're making plays and you realize, yes, I belong here. Well, yes, the Texans belong in that top tier conversation.
We started this segment. I started it saying, you said you can't minimize this win. I said the Texans are just flat out better than the Patriots. I think somewhere in between is what Loopholes think. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are a Loophole. 713-572-4610 if you get in. I think we got it. Our two biggest takeaways in this segment, we'll probably meet in the middle somewhere. But I will say this, and I think this is something that we can agree on, and I think that anybody that has eyes can agree on this. Tom Brady is not as good as Deshaun Watson right now. It's not close. It's not close.
I mean,
he's 43. It took a while for it to happen. He's not what he once was. You can talk all you want about receivers, whatever. The better quarterback yesterday was number 4, not number 12, period.
Yeah, every time people have written Tom Brady off, and you go back 4 or 5 years when people started writing Tom Brady off, he responded that same season maybe with a string of incredible performances. He hasn't. He hasn't done that this year. He's stayed very, very average. And again, the whole excuse about, well, there's a new receivers, new guys coming in. No, man. I mean, he's made a career out of doing that.
Yeah. Deshaun Watson was the better quarterback. He is the better quarterback, and the Houston Texans are the better team. It's Reaction Monday here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you. Let's hear from the losers. I mean, I want to hear from losers. You might be losers, but I still want to hear from you. Let's hear from Brady and Belichick. The losers speak next.
First and goal from the 6. Deshaun hands off to Johnson. Now to Hop, right side, who flips the ball to Watson, diving for the pylon, and he's got it. Razzle dazzle, touchdown, Houston.
3 touchdowns passing, 1 touchdown receiving for Deshaun Watson. Texans top the Pats 28-22. It is Reaction Monday here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. That's the play everybody was talking about yesterday, John. They dialed it up at the right time. And they needed it. I mean, with that late rally with the Patriots, they needed that. Here is Deshaun Watson talking about that trick play. Deshaun Watson, first quarterback since Nick Foles to throw for 3 touchdowns and catch 1. Jim McMahon, I guess, did it in 85. I heard John Harris and Vandermeer talking about this. So, doing his thing, man.
But Nick Foles is backup, too. So, see that? Minshew's in.
Minshew is in. We'll get into that when we go around the NFL. Here is Deshaun Watson talking about that play that you just heard, courtesy of Mark Vandermeer.
We wanted man coverage where the safety was tilted and it was just one backer here. It was funky at first, and I wanted to check out of it, but I was like, nah, this is the perfect time. We got it here, so if we don't run it now, we probably will never run it. So I was like, forget it. Hop, me and Hopper made something work, and you know, he pulled up, and the safety in the corner was sitting out there. I think it was J.C. Jackson. And I seen Hop tuck it, took one step, and I knew he was going to pitch it right after that. I just know Hop out the back of my hand. And he just threw it up in the air, and I got it and, you know, scored. So it was cool.
Boy, it's pretty crazy that 2 of the 3 quarterbacks who've done this did it against the Patriots. How crazy is that?
Well, because, you know, a lot of times you want to pull those tricks out of the bag when you can. But they've had that apparently all
4 weeks, they said.
Yeah, most of the year, I should say. But it's been – I know they probably worked on it in training camp. It's been in the game plan for, like you said, maybe a month. And Bill O'Brien afterward was talking about it wasn't the best look. That wasn't the look that they should have run that play in. But you heard Watson there saying, nah, let's just do it. Screw
it. He just makes plays.
Screw it.
He just wanted to make plays. Let's hear from the losers, though. The New England Patriots are losers today. like it or not. They got two of the greatest of all time at their position. We'll hear from both of those guys. Let's start with the head coach, Bill Belichick. By the way, did you see that handshake after the game? What was that about?
We'll talk about that.
I mean, my goodness.
It really wasn't a handshake.
I don't know what that was.
It was the wet noodle.
Maybe Bill Belichick didn't want to get Bill O'Brien sick, so he didn't want to shake his hand. I don't know what that was about. But here is Bill Belichick minutes after that awkward handshake at midfield talking about the loss that he took courtesy of the Houston Texans.
All right, well, there's really not a whole lot to say here. You know, the Texans did a good job tonight all the way across the board. In every area, they're just better than we were tonight. And I'm proud of the way our guys fought and competed. But we just got to coach better. We got to play better. We just got to do better than we did tonight. Just wasn't good enough in any area. And they were the better team. So I think that pretty much sums it up.
Effect
to
be on this
play
in today's game?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is there cause for concern about the level of performance from the offense?
Give up 28 points. I mean, it's not. Didn't really make any plays in the kicking game, so we got to perform better.
Well, did you see notice any frustration, with Tom, in the offense, especially in that first half?
Again, I don't think we played a good, Well, in the first half, wasn't good enough in any phase of the game.
Coach, Texans on offense, they show any difference with any quirks at the running backs or tight ends maybe they haven't shown in the past based on some of the personnel packages you have on defense?
They did a good job executing. They made quite a few plays on second down. Scored in the right area. Couldn't stop them in the right area. So that would have helped us a lot, but we couldn't do it.
He was grunting.
This is awkward.
Well, on the delay of game penalty, the 2-point conversion attempt, was there just miscommunication or was it?
No. Nope. Didn't have a good play.
Any other questions, guys?
Okay.
My gosh.
That was the verbal equivalent of the handshake that he gave Bill O'Brien.
My gosh, man. My goodness.
It's so bad, and it's entertaining. It's so funny. You know, one thing, though, that he did touch on, he said the red zone, or he might have even said red area like Bill O'Brien. Maybe that's where Bill O'Brien.
They say a lot of the same things.
Yeah, maybe that's where Bill O'Brien.
He had an I don't know, and he has, yeah, he says
coach
a lot
better,
of the same things.
Coach better, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's probably where he got that. I think it's deceptive because I was looking at him this morning. The Patriots were 9 of 17 on third down. I think the Texans were 6 of 11, if I'm remembering that right. But it seems like every big third down on offense or defense, the Texans made the play.
And why is that? Because they have the better quarterback.
Right. But I'm talking about defensively, too. Offensively, absolutely. Every time, even though their percentages were about the same, 9 out of 17 and 6 out of 11, you think, okay, so they both did okay on third down. That's not what I saw, Landry. I saw a team on offense that when they had to have a third down conversion, timing is everything, right? I mean, they got it. And I saw a defense that when outside of the last two, one of them was a giveaway touchdown, every time you needed to make a stop and Brady needed to miss on third down, the Texans got the stop.
And I think we got to salute Romeo Crennel because we can talk about how Tom Brady's not what he once was and we can talk about how bad the New England offense is. But the bottom line is the Texans defense has been depleted and that Romeo Crennel has done an excellent, excellent job outside of Baltimore with what he's had to work with. And he made Tom Brady look pedestrian yesterday. There was mop-up duty that added to Tom Brady's statistics, but he was completely lost. And let's hear from another loser, Tom Brady. We just heard from Bill Belichick. Here's the other loser, Tom Brady.
Just execution. So just got to do a better job and tough to get behind and come back and just put ourselves in a pretty deep hole. And, you can't do that on the road.
Talked to James White, and he indicated, look, there were plays to be made. It was execution, not lack of ability. Do you agree with that assessment?
It doesn't matter. We didn't get the job done. So loss is loss and learn from it and try to move on to next week.
Tom, we saw you come off the field and you were on the bench. Kind of encourage your guys, your wide receiver group. What kind of things were you saying to them, and
and, you know, trying to get Jacoby going, trying to get Harry going, those kind of things?
Yeah, it's just, you know, I think we're all trying to do, you know, is a good job out there. And you know, I give them credit. They played well. You know, we didn't make enough plays, and just wasn't a great game.
Can you take us back to the interception and just what you saw on that play?
I threw it and they got it. Bad result.
And on the two-point conversion, can you explain how you balance it? I assume you didn't want to take a timeout there. And was it the look they were giving you that you didn't want to run the play? You guys had to call?
Yeah. Didn't like the look.
The timeout is more important, right?
Yeah, we didn't want to use a timeout. But
Tom, it was a weird week with the illnesses and how, you know, did it have an effect on the preparation, or did you see anything that carried over?
You know, I think the guys just battled hard, and I think there was, you know, I think you deal with a lot of adversity over the course of the season. And I don't think that had any effect on the game. You know, I think, you know, us, you know, trying to figure out how to do a better job for 60 minutes is what's most important, and I'm proud of the guys, the way they, you know, fought through the week. And we played against a good team on the road, and when you don't play good, you don't win. So we didn't deserve it.
Tom, can you take something out of coming back fourth quarter and the productivity that you guys put together offensively in that fourth quarter?
I mean, we lost the game, so, you know. We lost, we'll learn from it, see if we can use things as we move forward, and try to do a better job.
With all that frustration, obviously, that you have, Tom, and what you're going through, you know, see you're battling, and it hasn't been easy. What's your mindset with your group, your offense, with four games left? Hey, last year you were 9-5 coming out of Pittsburgh. What's your mentality as you go forward here with this group?
Kind of what it's always been, what it's been all year. You know, just try to do the best we could do out there and see if we could do a better job, you know, in all areas. So, you know, see if we can get to a good place and put ourselves in a good position. So, you know, we got a tough one this week. It's a, you know, long flight home. I'm going to try to get ready and get back at it.
Tom, is this group talented enough offensively to take you where you want to be?
I mean, like I said, we're battling. We're trying as hard as we can. And, you know, hopefully we can make enough plays and, you know, be the best we could be. It doesn't – all remains to be seen. So, you know, you can make a bunch of predictions and so forth. But – that's not what it's about. It's about going out there and doing it. And, you know, a lot of guys made some plays tonight and try to build on it and see if we can do better next week. So, thank you, guys.
That was the final one, Stacy. Class dismissed. Thank you, guys.
Man, I love when Tom Brady loses. Did you notice there, though, when they asked about the illness, he coughed the one time he was actually at the podium? Like, seriously, that's a little bit of a passive-aggressive move by Tom Brady. Listen to this. So Tom Brady gets asked about sickness. He didn't cough one time up there, but in the middle of the sickness question, he lets out a cough. Just a shameful display. Hit it, Figgy.
Tom, it was a weird week with the illnesses and how, you know, did it have an effect on the...
Get out of here! Take your ass back to Boston!
I hope he did that on purpose. I really hope he did that on purpose. Because that's a bold, passive-aggressive, subtle little... statement there. That's funny.
Take it home. Take it to the crib, Tom Brady. Take that L and enjoy it. Texans topped the Patriots 28-22. First time Bill O'Brien has beaten his former team. Let's hear from Bill O'Brien. You think he's going to be jovial today?
Oh, yeah. He'll be bouncing off the walls, man.
He will be bouncing on the wall off the walls, and he will also be on to Denver. We're going to hear from the victorious coach of your Houston Texans next. Texans head coach Bill O'Brien going to meet with the media shortly. Big win yesterday for the Texans, 28-22. We don't know what the Patriots really are at this point, but we know that this is a huge mental hurdle that is very, very necessary when it comes to being a competitor or being an athlete. Here's Deshaun Watson, the quarterback of your Houston Texans. 3 touchdowns passing, 1 receiving yesterday. Putting in perspective just how big of a W this was.
I mean, honestly, it's pretty big. Really just because it's Brady. You know, I was 0-2 against Brady. Who knows when he's going to hang it up. You know, that's my role model, a guy that's been doing it forever. Over 20 years. I'm only alive for 20 years. So it's pretty awesome to finally get one and just to see the love and respect we have for each other and It was big, so it was awesome.
I mean, he can tell his kids, he can tell his grandkids that I beat Tom Brady. It doesn't matter what Tom Brady you beat. When you can say that you beat Tom Brady, that means something.
He's the GOAT. I mean, he's not the same as what he was, but you have to realize when Deshaun Watson was what, 3 years old, 4 years old, Tom Brady played an NFL game. And when you think about it like that, it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible.
It's fascinating.
Yeah.
It's absolutely fascinating.
Deshaun Watson grew up knowing nothing but Tom Brady as the best quarterback in the NFL.
I mean, that's all he's ever known. Yeah. And to get that win, it means a lot for Deshaun. DeAndre Hopkins doesn't always say much. Sometimes he's a man of few words. Here's Nuke talking about what this win means.
Oh, it felt great. I haven't beat those guys since I've been here. But, you know, it's just another football game. Can't look too much into it. I got to turn the page and move on to Denver this coming week. You know, we might have to see those guys again. Who knows? But it was great to finally beat those guys in my career.
And after the game, Deshaun Watson presented Bill O'Brien with the game ball. We know that Bill O'Brien had struggled to beat the Patriots. 0-5 finally gets that monkey off of his back. Here's Deshaun Watson on why he gave his head coach, who you're going to hear from very shortly, the game ball.
You know, we had two tries, you know, especially since I've been here, where we came up short. And, you know, just being the quarterback of the team, you know, it really came from everyone. But, you know, for me to, you know, present that, I bet it mean a lot, you know, to him and to us as an organization. So it was awesome.
There you go.
I mean, everybody knows, you know, everybody knows what this game meant to Bill O'Brien. He's going to downplay it. We're going to hear from him in just a second.
But you know.
But you
anybody
know,
with a pulse, this means something to him.
Important. It was a mark in his. You know, he can say it too. I beat Bill Belichick. You know, and head coaches know, you know, they go against other head coaches.
He got it. Mm-hmm. He got the job done. And speaking of the devil, Bill O'Brien live at NRG. He is walking to the podium. Here is Bill O'Brien on Reaction Monday following the Texans' 28-22 win over the Pats last night.
Anytime we win, we give out game balls. And I think that, you know, the players deserve a game ball. So I just, you know, I appreciate it. And I appreciate that, you know, the team and Deshaun did that. But players made the plays. They did a good job last night.
How many times have you gotten game ball?
I don't know, John. Never. First time.
Did it catch you off guard, though?
Yeah, definitely. Guys got to have other questions than the game ball.
That's a good question.
No, it is, but I just. What's that? We haven't decided. Yeah. We haven't decided. We have a staff meeting today, and we talk about all those things. We haven't gotten together on that today yet. Yeah, you can't say enough about his willingness to improve, his work ethic, his resiliency. I think the biggest key for Deshaun is that he's the same guy every day. He's a very consistent person, and he just tries to get better every day. And that's what he's got to do, you know, today, tomorrow, moving forward. Every single day is watch the game. Where can we improve, and then start getting ready for Denver. I would just say that we thought it was in the best interest, you know, relative to what he was able to do, where he was at with his knee, that it was in the best interest of him to move in that direction. Yeah, I thought he had some good moments this year. You know, I know he's a great guy. We're certainly glad to have him. He's tough. He's got great energy. He's got a really good personality. Good teammate, and so I think he, you know, there are a lot of things that he did well, and there's a lot of things that, you know, he'd be the first to tell you that he can improve upon, but there's a lot to build on.
Can you share with us what is the reality of potential J.J. Watt coming back in the postseason if you get there?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into all those things. There's a lot of all that stuff that was out there. I don't know where that comes from. I just know that, you know, we really just really need to focus on Denver, Mark. It was, I really appreciated them giving me the game ball, but I'm just telling you that I do not want to diminish the fact that it's a privilege to be the head coach of this team, just like I think any NFL head coach would tell you. To coach your team is a privilege, and you don't take that for granted. I appreciate getting the game ball, but I really believe the players, you know, deserve the game balls. You know, the guys that were out there making the plays, I thought the players played tough. It wasn't always perfect. We played a really, you know, great football team, and they were resilient. They stuck with it, and we were able to win the game. So I think the players deserve the credit. Yeah, Duke's made some plays for us this year. You know, I think that Duke has improved every week as far as, you know, what we're asking him to do and what his role in the game is. And I thought last night, I think he had 14 touches, and I thought that was good. And I think that he made some plays, made the touchdown play, made other plays. So it was a good night for him.
I've seen nose tackles knock down a quarterback four times in a game. Brady usually doesn't get knocked down four, period. And DJ also had seven tackles. Talk about his game and how instrumental.
Yeah, DJ's had a good year. He's been very consistent, very productive. You're right. You don't really see inside guys, you know, doing some of the things that he's doing. I mean, he's very, very difficult to block. He's a very active player. He's a great teammate, and so yeah, and that needs to continue. And he knows that. You know, in order for us to keep getting better and you know to play well against Denver, he's a big part of that, and he did a good job last night. I don't, you know my feelings on the Pro Bowl. I don't think it's about the Pro Bowl. I don't want to go down the road of, you know, individual recognition. I think DJ would be the first one to tell you, just like I think every guy in that locker room, it's about the team. It's about the team. It's about how well can the team get better? How much can the team improve? How does the team play? I think every player in that locker room would tell you that. I don't think it has anything to do with Pro Bowls. Sorry. Yeah. You know, Aaron, I think that that was just something we felt, again, was in the best interest of the team. You know, we felt like, you know, both those guys had earned the right to play, and, you know, we felt that that was a good way to do it. Yeah, I mean, those guys, yeah, we're definitely a little bit different than we were last year. Obviously, the whole team's different, right? Every year's different. Yeah, those guys, you know, they've come in. We've dealt with some injuries there. That was part of the reason why we basically managed the roster the way we did. But those guys have come in. They've done well. They've tried to do the things that we're asking them to do. Robe had a pretty good game last night, made a big play there that got us going. His interception got us going. He's got to keep his helmet on, but you know, those guys have played well, so it's been good. Yeah, I think Conley's trending in the right direction. We felt like it was in his best interest to for him to be inactive last night and to, you know, try to continue to get better health-wise. And then with Roby and Lonnie, you know, look, you know, both those guys have good ability. They both are obviously at different stages of their career. Robe's a veteran, and Lonnie's a rookie. And I think that and they have different skill sets, which helps us, right? You know, Lonnie's more of an outside guy. Roby can go inside. He can play outside. So, you know, they both help us in different ways. Yeah, he's been around a long time. You know, I think, look, the Patriots, they're the champions, right? I mean, they're the standard. They've done so many great things over the last 20 years. So I think anytime you're, you know, you have a chance to beat them and you go ahead and you win the game, I think that's a good win. I mean, I'm not trying to diminish the win, but I think there's a lot of football left, man. You know, I mean, that's the thing, you know, and I think we've got to turn the page and we've got to move to Denver here pretty quickly when they get back here on Wednesday. We've got to get going on Denver. Denver won last week. I would say that, you know, that was a good win, but there's a lot of football left.
Is there a difference in turning the page after a bad game like Baltimore and like a good game like last night? Or is it all the same?
Yeah, it's good. I think that, you know, look, I think there's a lot of similarity. I mean, one, obviously you got blown out, and then the other one, you know, you won the game. I think there's a lot of similarity, though, in the fact that you've got to play the next game. You have to learn from what you did well, learn from what you didn't do well, and you've got to, you know, turn the page quickly to the next opponent, because if you don't, you know, you're going to be in trouble. And I think this team has done a decent job of that all year, but we've got to continue that because there's a ton of football left. That's the thing about the National Football League that's always been, you know, I just talked to my dad. My dad called me this morning. He watches every game. Now, you know, he's been watching football for a long time, and he is always in amazement at how close these games are and how they come down to five or six plays. They come down to, you know, it's very rare that the games aren't close in this league. It's set up that way. It's a very, very evenly matched league, and I think our players understand that, and they have to know that it's going to take great focus to beat Denver. Denver is a very good football team. I don't really care what their record is. Denver, put the tape on. Once you put the tape on at Denver and you see Von Miller and you see their rookie quarterback the way he's playing, you see their running game, you know they got Vic Fangio on the sideline, like, you better get focused. You better get focused on Denver. And I think that our players understand that. Yeah, I told him. On to Denver, Dad. On to Denver. I think that Scar's probably trending in the right direction. He's going through a couple different things, but I think he's getting there. He's trending in the right direction.
Considering where you grew up and went to college and coached, what does this victory mean to you?
I'm gonna be very upfront with you on that. This was a good win. Our football team did a great job last night. Our staff did, you know, but again, it's we're up there watching the film right now. There's so many things we can improve upon. So it's about moving on and making sure that we learn from it. You know, like, here's some things we did well. Now, if you look at the beginning of the game, like, it wasn't going very well. It really wasn't. I mean, they came out firing. I think our defense held up in the red area pretty good, held them to a field goal. And then we go out there, we can't even get lined up on third down. First third down, I got to take a timeout. We got to start games better. You know, there's just start there. We've got a lot of improvement to do with a lot of football left. And I think our players understand that. And, you know, and then there's a lot of good things that we did. I think it was good. I mean, look, I think that when Robe got that interception, it was on the 7-yard line. We got the penalty. It ended up being on like the 21. You know, we were able to turn that into a touchdown. I thought that was a real good example of complementary football, that we didn't settle for a field goal there. I think if we'd had to settle for a field goal there, I don't think that would have been a great feeling for us, you know. So I thought the players did a good job. It's a great job by Deshaun and Duke on that play, and then the offensive line blocking on that play. Yeah, no, I think you could, you know, just like any, I think any gadget play, this is just my opinion, is all about timing. You know, it's all about timing. It's not necessarily always where the ball is. It's more about, like, okay, how is the rhythm of this drive going, and can we smoothly just call this play and get this play run? And I thought that the timing was right for that call, so that's really what it was about. I think gadget plays are about that. You know, if you feel like you're really trying to force a gadget play, which I've been at fault to do that before, then you probably should not call that play. But if you feel like you're in a pretty good flow with the offense, you know, moving the ball down the field or wherever the ball might be, you know, I think you can call it.
From an execution standpoint, with your secondary, the guys you had on the field for the majority of the game, feel like that's maybe one of the better executed
game plans from your secondary throughout the course of the season?
Yeah, I think that they did a good job communicating all week. We spent a lot of time in the meeting rooms and in the walkthroughs just making sure we were lined up right, even if we were disguising when the ball was snapped, where were you supposed to be, get to where you're supposed to be, or cover who you're supposed to cover. I thought our guys really did a good job of that last night, and that has to continue. Again, like that's going to be a big deal the rest of the way here, you know, because you're going to see different offenses attack you in different ways. And I think good secondary play, a lot of it is about great communication, being on the same page with how you want to handle a different look. And I think our guys did a good job of that last night. I don't know. I mean, I think all I know about Jacob Martin is he plays 100 miles an hour, and he's a great teammate. He's awesome in the locker room, meetings. You should see the way the guy practices. I mean, he practices. He's out there every day. He doesn't complain about it. He just goes to work. And I think when you have that type of work ethic, you're going to get better. And I think that's what Jacob does. He tries to approach every day and tries to get better. I think it was more the plan. I mean, Jahlil Dye has been an important part of this team. You know, just going into this game, we went with Gip and Justin out there a bunch, and we played. You know, we did some different things with the corners. That's just game plan. So I think that's what you're asking. That was just a game plan. That was nothing to do with anything other than, you know, this was the best way to, we felt, to, you know, line up against these guys. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. I thought we played pretty good defense. At the end of the game, we got to finish better. We didn't finish in any phase, offensively or defensively. We didn't finish better. And so we got to finish better. But I think for most of the game, we played the way we wanted to play. Yeah, now there's a debate about whose idea this was. Like, I mean, I said last night, like, I started this, I guess, but now Watson's taking credit for it. So we'll give him credit for him and McCarron, right? They said that they came up with it. Yeah. No, we all kidding aside, we collaborate all the time with these guys. I think that, you know, especially with in the quarterback room, you know, Deshaun, he has a really excellent football mind. So he sees things, and he's done things in the past, whether it was here, now that he has a lot of snaps here, or even at Clemson, that he'll say, hey, look, you know, with this motion or this look, we kind of did this. Would you ever think about doing that? And we map it out on the board, and we talk about it. So there's a lot. And then AJ's got a lot of experience in a lot of different offenses, whether it was Alabama, Cincinnati, Oakland, you know, and here. So he has a lot of – AJ's really good during a game, too. AJ does a good job during a game. And so there's a lot of collaboration with Timmy and Carl, and then when I'm in there. I can't tell you that. Yeah, that's privilege information. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks.
Texans head coach Bill O'Brien, he doesn't want to give a name to that play. It's privileged information.
Oh, well.
Okay.
He was he should just take a day, 8 hours. Just take 8 hours and just embrace and enjoy and relax. I'm sure he does with his family. He said
The coffee.
He said he talked to his dad. I'm sure that was a fun conversation.
Smell the coffee.
He doesn't let us or anybody really see outside his circle, you know, enjoying. That was a great win,
cheese.
Man.
Eat the cheese a little
great
bit, B.O.B.
win.
If he's not going to do it, we're going to do it.
Yeah,
Reaction Monday continues. 713-572-4610. The magnitude of this win yesterday for your Houston Texans. Reaction Monday continues next.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.